Welcome back, friends. Welcome back to Solutions Watch. I am James Corbett of CorbettReport.com. It is November of 2024, and today I want to talk to you about sovereignty, as in freedom, true freedom, not just the platitudes that I think we would all mouth about freedom, but actually becoming free, or at least achieving more independence that allows us to live a free life. And if you need to understand what it is I'm talking about, I think that the events of the scamdemic put the things on the line when it comes to, are we actually living a free life? Because I don't know about you, but I, in my personal life, I know multiple people who were forced, quote-unquote, to take the jab, or to wear the mask, or to bend the knee in some way to the biosecurity state because of their job. They had to, in order to keep their employment, in order to keep a roof over their head. And to the extent that we are beholden to outside interests like that, we are not really free. And obviously, I don't think anyone is 100% totally sovereign, but we can be more or less sovereign. And if you want to become sovereign, or at least more sovereign, how do you go about doing that? Well, today I have a conversation lined up precisely along those lines with a guest that you definitely should be familiar with, because as I was preparing for this conversation, I went through and counted it, and this will be his fifth appearance on Solutions Watch, which I think officially makes him a Solutions Watch all-star. He has appeared in Communicating This Info to Others, Laughing at Tyrants, The Self-Reliant Way, and also, he made a guest appearance in How to Be Happy. So he is appearing for the fifth time. That is none other than Benny Wills, who you will all know by now, I'm sure. But if not, you can go and find out more about him at BennyWills.com. Benny, thanks for joining us once again.
Oh, James, it's a pleasure and it's an honor. And yeah, well, it just emphasizes the fact that I am so focused on solutions. I mean, you know, you brought up 2020 and that's what really shifted it for me towards really orienting my whole life towards solutions in general. So it's cool that, it's an honor that this is my fifth time here.
Excellent. Well, let's talk a little bit about that journey. I think people know about me and my journey and how I ended up doing what I'm doing and the fact that I've been able to do this for the last 13 years as a full-time job, 17 years in total, based on the incredible support that I receive from people out there. And without that support, I wouldn't be here doing this and I wouldn't be as independent as I am. And maybe I would have been in a job where I would have been forced to take the jab or what have you. Who knows? But here I am doing my own thing. How about your journey? How did you end up where you are? And what did that journey teach you?
Oh, man. Well, I've been contributing for a long time. So even though my focus became more specific in the last few years, you know, I was doing Joy Camp and poetry and performing and emceeing events and stuff for a long time. So I've always been interested in contributing, but it wasn't until 2020 that, I don't know, I decided to step up my game for multiple reasons. One, because the world was going absolutely insane and my wife was also giving birth to our first son in 2020, so that, you know, I had extra responsibility in my life. In fact, more responsibility than I've ever had. And yeah, I really wanted to start helping people in more than just like a pressure relief valve kind of way, because that's what I was kind of doing with comedy and performance, and there's a place for that. But there was, because the temperature got turned up so high in 2020, I thought, well, how can I help? I really want to do something beyond just comedy. And I honed in on a specific problem, which was communication, because I knew before we knew what was going to be, you know, everything that happened because of COVID, I knew that it was going to disrupt relationships and it was going to further the divide, right? And conquer, a divide and conquer is the oldest trick in the book. So I thought, well, I've been the conspiracy guy in my own life since college. I have learned how to handle difficult conversations. I know how to bring up topics that are taboo and address them in a way that people can actually hear them and even open up a door for them to explore perspective and topics that they wouldn't otherwise be interested in. So I thought, okay, well, maybe this is something I can help people with, because I also know that COVID is bound to wake people up, right? The bigger the event, the more backlash, the more ripple effect, the more people start questioning things. And I know that once you're in that state, when you're first seeing things, like first realizing the extent of which you've been lied to, your immediate impulse is to like scream it from the rooftops. Because I've been there, I know, I think we can all relate to that. So I wanted to catch those people as well. Like, okay, before you, you know, go out there just speaking your mind and yelling at people and just shouting from the rooftops, here are some ways to approach this in a way that will actually build bridges back to the people you want to reach rather than burn them down and create more distance between them and the topic you want them to understand. So I set my sights on that. And then it's just been this crazy journey ever since. You know, it was about solving a problem for people. And through that, really figuring out, well, how, okay, I can solve the problem, but how do I actually like build a business around that? And so I really embraced what it takes to be a successful entrepreneur in this digital age. And here I am 4 years later. And it's gone very well. And it's taken some twists and turns. But, you know, I'm now at a place where, which is, I guess, what we're talking today. But about sovereignty and freedom and, you know, my journey as an entrepreneur.
And supporting a growing family while you're at it, which I know is no small task. So let's talk about that. So you mentioned the journey. Yeah. And again, people have seen this journey take place over Solutions Watch, if nothing else. Communicating this info to others with your Parhesia course, teaching people how to communicate and talk about ideas that are important to them. The Self-Reliant Way, which you talked about last year on the Solutions Watch, talking to young men who need guidance in their life, who need to understand how to grow into their manhood. And now you're moving on to something called Sovereign Secrets. Tell us about what this course is and what it offers.
Yeah, well, it's the continuation of a natural progression. So while Self-Reliant Way was really about meeting people where they were at with their awareness. So it was for men, but it was really to help guys who are overwhelmed with their own awareness, who are obsessed with problems so much so that they're losing progress in their own lives, like that doomsday mindset, and helping them overcome it. And I arrived at Self-Reliant Way through all the workshops and all the people I work with in Parhesia, identifying the underlying issue. While communication was definitely a problem, underneath that was a real lack of belonging, lack of purpose, just stagnation in life, and sort of expecting the worst at all times. So trying to help them overcome that mindset to say, yeah, there are lots of problems in the world. There is tyranny, there's propaganda, there's all kinds of things to be worried about, concerned about, whatever. And you also can't lose track of your own life. And through that, so many of the conversations we had were about how to find personal autonomy and freedom in your own life. And because I'd been on this business journey for years, I was emphasizing all the time how the path of the entrepreneur is like the real path to freedom. And like you mentioned at the beginning of this, COVID exposed that no job is safe. So people think that they have job security, but that proved that we don't. And the best way to protect yourself against whatever the government has up its sleeve is to be your own boss. And so through that, I arrived at a place where I realized, well, obviously, the best thing I can teach people is how to start businesses and make money. And not just start businesses, but actually start a business and follow a framework where they will make money. Because I think that's where a lot of people get stuck. Yeah, of course they want to start a business. They have a good idea, but they have no idea how to realize it or what steps to follow or how to get the results that they want. And because I've been on this journey for 4 years, I know exactly what it takes to make an offer, find leads, get clients, get customers, whatever you need. And that's what I'm teaching people now, because that is definitely the most valuable skill I can offer people.
It's an incredibly important part of independence, and I don't think it should be underrated at all. And when we put it in the context of you doing something that you're interested in, passionate about, something that you have to offer to other people that they would potentially want to have, talk about the ultimate win-win, which is exactly what I think this should be about. So let's not just talk pie in the sky. You have a community already that is already functioning. Why don't you tell us about this community and maybe show us around what people can find there?
Yes. So brief overview. Yeah. I think community is where it's at. You know, we all want community. We want to be around people who are at least thinking similarly to the way we are, where we can let our guard down and we can hold each other accountable. And we don't have to like dance around what we say, and, you know, we can feel at ease. So my community is specifically for truth seekers, freedom lovers, and dare I say, conspiracy theorists. And the community is thriving. I mean, we're at 99 members now, and the main thrust of it is to do this, escape the system. Escape the system, 10K a month blueprint, where I teach people a proven framework to go from zero to $10,000 a month online through valuable service. And I can't emphasize that enough. It is about figuring out what you are uniquely qualified to do and do it. So solving one problem for one person, because that is the key to being a successful entrepreneur. Solving a problem for someone, teaching someone a skill. We all have the ability to do this. And I think that we take for granted what we're already good at or what we've already accomplished or what challenges we've overcome. And all of that stuff can be mined to figure out exactly what you can help someone with. If you've overcome an addiction, you can help someone else overcome the addiction. So that's just an example. But here is the course. It is 4 modules with plenty of lessons. And again, you know, the joke in my house is that I don't have a high IQ, that I'm not a brilliant person, but I'm street smart. And of course, my wife disagrees whenever I make the joke that I don't have a high IQ. I was terrible in school, so I don't think I'd be good at an IQ test. But what I'm really good at is logic. I'm really good at breaking things down to their essence, to make sense of them. And so in my business journey, 4 years of experience figuring out what it takes to be a successful entrepreneur, I have whittled it down to the fundamental steps. If you do these steps, you will have success. So that's what the course teaches. And because it's a community, you have the support of the community. So there's a weekly mastermind call where we dig in together to help anyone solve whatever roadblock they're facing on their path to escape the system. And in addition to that, we have 3 other calls a week. So there's basically tons of support. So it's not just like a course that you buy, then you're off on your own to figure it out by yourself. You do it in real time with me, with each other, so that you don't get stuck. And as people move forward, there's just something about having the camaraderie that holds everyone else up to a higher standard. So we have 4 calls a week just to make sure everyone's on track. People don't come to all of them, but they come to at least 1 a week, they're going to be in good shape. But it's beyond that as well. So this is the culmination of my business journey. So also in there is the Freer Speech or Parhesia course, my Self-Reliant Way program. Everything is available inside this community. It is like the hub for everything I have to offer. I teach people how to master their time through and conquer procrastination, how to set proper goals for themselves. I mean, I have a lot going on in here. And as you can see, there's a lot of engagement. So this is a really dynamic, awesome group of people. And yeah, man, we're just, I think this is how, I'm hesitating because it's like a bold claim, but I think this is how you can actually change the world. By helping people on the individual level. You know, as I've gotten older, I just turned 41, and I think as a young man, I was trying to wake up the whole world to see how messed up everything was. I wanted everyone to see what I saw. And I realized that that was a fool's errand. But what you can do is have an impact on someone else's life. And as you, as an entrepreneur, committing to helping someone, you are allowing them to access more of themselves if you help them untie a knot or overcome a specific problem. And it's a ripple effect. So you're actually assisting someone on their journey. And if you can help them in some way, then now they're more capable of helping others as well. So I really see this as a chain reaction. And the most ethical way to make money is by helping people. So that's kind of like...
Let's address that. Long and the short. Because I think one of the most incredible tricks, propaganda, psyop, brainwashing tools that the they, them, those have ever pulled on the general public is to make the agora a dirty place. So for people who don't understand the core principle of agorism, it comes from the agora, as in the marketplace, which back in the day, thousands of years ago, wasn't simply a place that you went to buy and sell. It was the communal space where you interacted with and got to know other people in your community and exchanged ideas, as well as goods and services and what have you. And for some reason, somehow, maybe not so much in America, I don't know the American context so well, but I can tell you in other parts of the world, the idea of business and selling things has become a dirty idea. Oh, you know, you're just in it for the money. And unfortunately, there are unscrupulous people who are simply in it for the money. But I think the core concept that we're trying to drive at here is that providing something of value to other people that they value and voluntarily want to exchange some of their resources in exchange for the thing that you're offering, that is the very definition of win-win. That is how we create flourishing communities that can actually be resilient against the outside forces of the they, them, those that want to come in and impose biosecurity mandates and everything else. I think that really is our win and our way forward. And I've always said the answer to all of this isn't simply raging against what exists or voting harder for a better person to come in and lead you. It is to build the community structure that you want, to build something in the real world that other people will be drawn to. I think, again, this is the essence of the real meaning of sovereignty to me, to become a flourishing, thriving community of people. It is not about individuals just going alone. It is about finding and offering what you have to the world and getting that from other people. And it's just amazing to me that somehow that has been tarnished or dirtied or sullied in the minds of so many people.
Oh my gosh. You're speaking my language, man. You're hitting the nail on the head. Yes. And the opportunity right now, so I'm a voluntarist. I believe in voluntarism. The ability to have a business rooted in voluntarist principles exists right now. And a lot of people don't see it, you know, and rightfully so. I think that a lot of people have a lot of, a negative perspective or opinion on just the internet in general and like putting yourself out there and, well, like you're saying, selling a product or offering a service. But because we have the internet, we have the ability to run a business without any gatekeepers. You can have an offer and present it online with no one stopping you. And you can reach the exact person who needs that offer, who needs that service. And then you can agree on the value together. Like, that exists right now. And I don't know if it's ever existed this, I don't know if it's ever been easier to have this sort of interaction with someone, this sort of business interaction. And yeah, so in the community, this is why I'm so all in on community. So yeah, I have these programs in there. I teach people how to make money online, how to make 10K a month and beyond online. And I have my Self-Reliant Way and Parhesia, but we get together and we talk about stuff like how to get healthy, how to like avoid all the traps out there. Like, this is, again, in this community, because we're all truth seekers, we don't always just talk about business. I mean, we have, as you can see here, you know, I'm a father of three children, three boys. We have empowered parenting meetups twice a week. So two times every week, we get together and discuss parenting because, again, because we're people who see beyond the veil and are very skeptical, the powers that be, we know we have to navigate like eyes open in this world. And so getting together just to be able to talk about tactics and strategies to raise resilient, empowered children and avoid all the traps of society together is also super empowering. So it's much more than just like, I'll teach you how to make money. No, that's the thrust and that's the focal point. But there's so many other aspects of this community that are worth coming back for. And yeah, I mean, selling does have like a negative connotation, and rightfully so. There are a lot of, sleazy salespeople out there who will sell you on an idea or a product that actually isn't that great, won't help you, but they use all the tactics to get you to buy it anyway. But if you have something to sell that can legitimately help somebody, then why would you be shy to sell it? And why would anyone be, criticize you for doing so? And that's what it's all about. So the emphasis really is on helping people solve problems or learn something, teach them a skill that'll empower their lives in some way and get paid, value for value. If you can solve a problem for a person, they're happy to pay you for it. And there's nothing wrong with that.
No, no, there isn't. But you would be surprised how sometimes people even get annoyed at me for having subscribers, even though I literally give every single thing I do out for free. How dare you have subscribers? Some people just have almost a mental illness around this subject. But having said that, okay, like so many other things, this course isn't for everyone, but it will definitely help certain people. Who is most likely to thrive in this course? Who do you really want to be thinking about signing up for this?
Anyone who wants more freedom in their life. And I surprise myself sometimes with where I'm at. 10 years ago, I was sort of a pot-smoking, hippie type, anti-everything. But I realize now that having financial freedom is the closest thing to freedom we can have, achieve for ourselves, because with money comes options. I had a really dirty idea of what rich meant when I was younger. And you don't have to, rich doesn't have to mean you have all kinds of material wealth and luxuries. It just means you have options. And when you have options, you have more freedom. And since it's literally never been easier to be successful, it's never been easier to be an entrepreneur, why not go for it and avoid the traps that the government might pull? But the people who are drawn to this, I think anybody who's interested in having that freedom, having to walking away from their 9-to-5 job and taking a risk. Of course, taking the risky path in life is always the safer path, but taking a risk and saying, I don't want to live with regret. I want to go for it. I want to take advantage of this very special time that we're alive in with this sort of opportunity and commit to helping people and get paid as a result to achieve more personal freedom in my life. And it could be anyone at any age. So,
awesome.
That's what it's for.
I'm thinking, of in 2011 when I decided to quit my teaching job and do this full time. And it was a gigantic leap into a gigantic unknown chasm. But I'm very glad that I did that because I am here today now talking to you because of that. And who knows where or what I would be doing if I didn't do that. So I very much can relate and resonate with this. I think people will be interested. There will definitely be people in my audience who are interested in this. Where is the best place that they can go to start to learn about this and maybe sign up?
Well, they can go to BennyWills.com, just if they have a hard time remembering the exact name of the community. But BennyWills.com, you can find links to, I have a free community as well, where I have all my my meme show archives. I'm bringing my Meme Monday show back. I've already brought it back. I'm in week 3 now. But they can see link to Free Wills, which is my free community, or Sovereign Secrets, the paid community, or they can just go to school.com, and school is skool.com/sovereignsecrets, and that's how you find me.
Excellent. Well, as I say, I'm sure there will be people who are interested in this idea, so I hope they will check that out. Once again, bennywills.com or school.com/sovereignsecrets, but don't spell school the right way. Anyway. Having said that, I'm very interested to hear about this as it develops and as more people go through this course and as you have more feedback. So I'm sure we'll hear some updates from you in the future. Hey, you've been on 5 times already. I'm sure there may be room for more Benny in the future of Solutions Watch.
And the last thing, can I say one more point about it, about money, since it's people have a lot of, there's a stigma people have about money in general. And they try to justify their way out of not pursuing some level of financial success. They make excuses as to why money's bad. And yes, you can make an argument about the Federal Reserve and fiat currency, et cetera. But I've learned, because I used to be this guy, the more, if you don't solve the money riddle in your life, money's going to be the thing you think about more than anything. And you can try to make it seem like it's no big deal, but it will dominate your thoughts and it'll create anxiety and worry and all kinds of other negative emotions. So solving the money riddle opens up so much more space in your life, space in your mind to think about other things, to experience life in different ways. And making money is a skill like any other skill, and it can be learned. I can teach you how, but if you want to stop worrying about money, just check it off the list. Learn the skill. Open up more of your life to yourself.
Excellent. Well, I think we'll leave it there for today. Benny Wills, thank you again for your time and for everything that you're doing.
James, thank you so much for having me on again.